This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. For his new film, Happy People, A Year in the Taiga, the renowned German filmmaker Werner Herzog worked from footage shot by another filmmaker in Siberia. But Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz says Herzog has still created another masterpiece.
It's been clear for decades that Werner Herzog's sense of truth is personal. He's been making nonfiction films throughout his now very long career. He's filmed beauty contests among African tribes, European mountain climbers, researchers at McMurdo Sound in Antarctica, and his remarkable 3D film of 35,000-year-old cave paintings in France. His latest film, Happy People, A Year in the Taiga, takes the audience deep into the Siberian forest to watch a few trappers from the tiny village of Bakhtia. What holds all of these films together is not that Herzog uncovers some remarkable factual truths. It's that in all of them he constructs a remarkable poetry out of the recorded images of sights in the world. Here, Herzog's taken images captured by Russian cameraman Dmitry Vasilyakov, and he shaped those images into his own picture of human life in this remote place. I don't know how that footage was taken, what was set up, or possibly fabricated. It's all tied together by Herzog's almost spellbinding narration. I don't believe it when Herzog says that a dog ran beside a snowmobile for 150 kilometers in a single day, but it doesn't matter. It's poetry and myth that he's spinning, not actuality. Michelangelo supposedly looked to release the form that was locked inside a big chunk of marble, and Werner Herzog also wrests art out of rough material. In Happy People, he meditates on trappers who leave Bakhtia in the fall to spend the winter alone tending their lines of traps. They must be tough men and incredibly strong. They probably smell terrible after a few months. But in Herzog's movie, the men are beautiful, skilled, and even profound. Much of the film concentrates on Gennady Solofiev. To make a pair of skis, he checks carefully the texture of the inside of a standing tree. The grain has to be straight. When he finds the right wood, Gennady cuts two good strips. He planes the wood. The plane's the most subtle tool he's got. Everything else he does with axes and chainsaws. He boils the ends of the planks so that he can bend the tips up. Gennady looks about 45 or 50, and he teaches his grown son while he works. In another sequence, two men make a dugout canoe that turns out delicate and agile. All of the trappers are Russians. The native Siberians, according to Herzog, have been ravaged by alcoholism, and only one old woman in this village knows any of the traditional crafts. This is the stuff of Herzog's poetry, the deft hand movements, the concentration in the faces, the men's loneliness, the contradictions. There are no roads anywhere near this village. You get there by boat on the river or by helicopter, and apparently you don't get there at all in the winter. The place is enormous and gorgeous. The forest, called the Taiga, extends for thousands of miles. Siberia is 1.5 times the size of the U.S. But in the midst of the vastness, Herzog also makes the film intimate, with tight close-ups of faces and hands at work. Simply as a collection of portraits in motion, Happy People's a stunning film. And another thing. Werner Herzog's made a film about an extraordinary wilderness. The rivers and streams are choked with fish, the forest loaded with animal life and trees. The rivers freeze early and thaw late. The deep snows sit on the land, the bears hibernate. And not once does Happy People mention climate change. Maybe that's irresponsible, but for more than 90 minutes, the natural world and its people can astonish us. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.